Hey, accent learner, I just wanted you to know that the Accent Training Podcast is officially available on YouTube. If YouTube is your preferred app for listening to podcasts or improving your English in general, make sure that you're subscribed to the Accent Training Podcast YouTube channel. Welcome to the Accent Training Podcast, a podcast where I teach you the essentials of speaking with an American accent. Although today we're not going to get so much into American accent stuff, I've got another real quick episode for you, a real quick topic. It's about a word that we use to express a lack of trust in something, or when we feel that something makes us uncomfortable. And that word is sketchy. Sketchy. S-K-E-T-C-H-Y. Sketchy. We say something is sketchy when we just don't like the look of it, when we don't like the feeling that it gives us. It makes us uncomfortable. It's not trustworthy. It's sketchy. Here's some examples on how we could use this. Suppose that I get off the subway at a station that I'm not familiar with. And I go walking around outside and I see there's lots of graffiti on the walls. Maybe there's people sleeping on the side of the road. I'd say, oh, I got off the subway at the wrong stop. I was in a real sketchy area. A sketchy area. An area that made me feel uncomfortable. It was sketchy. Here's another example. We can do sketchy things. For example, sometimes somebody sends me a message on Instagram, someone that I don't know, and they'll ask for my phone number. They'll just send me a message and they'll say, hey, what's your phone number? Let's message over WhatsApp. And I'm like, no, I don't know you. You just messaged, this is the first message that you've ever sent me, and you're asking for my phone number? I don't trust that. It's sketchy. It's a sketchy way to communicate with someone. Now, you may be doing that because you're a very trustworthy person. And maybe you feel like, hey, I just want to be friends. I'm someone you can trust. I'm not going to trust you. If you message me on Instagram asking for my phone number, I'm going to block you. If I don't know you, I'm just going to block you. If I don't have any good reason to give you my number, I'm not giving you my number. I'm going to block you. It's sketchy. It's a sketchy thing to do. Sketchy. Makes me uncomfortable, makes me lack trust. Other times I'll get messages on Instagram from people asking me for money. They'll be asking me for money, much like a panhandler outside of the subway. They'll say, hey, you give me your money, your hard-earned cash, you give it to me, and I'm going to put it onto Bitcoin, and I'm going to gamble with it. I'll spend it on stocks, I'll spend it on Bitcoin, I'll gamble with it, and if I win any money, I'll send you a percentage. To me, that's a little sketchy. That's a little, everybody can buy their own Bitcoin. I'm not saying Bitcoin is sketchy, but I'm saying I don't need somebody to buy it for me. I can just buy it myself. It's a little sketchy to tell me that you want to gamble with my money. Let me gamble with my money. It's sketchy if you want to gamble with my money. Or we could also say, that's a little sketch. It's a little sketch. I don't trust it. It's a little sketch for me. A little sketch. Now, I'd like to point out the pronunciation of this. I've said this word many times now. When we pronounce it, we're getting it strong in the beginning. Ske, ske. And then chi, chi. Kind of flat, just getting this E sound fading away on the end. Sketchy, sketchy. It's a little sketch. It's a little sketchy. Both are used quite commonly by millennials. By people of, well, my demographic. People from my generation. Millennials. Aged, I don't know, what, 25 to 35 roughly, I guess. Millennials. We don't like sketchy things. Now, people can also be sketchy. You can say that a person is sketchy if you see somebody that makes you uncomfortable, somebody that you don't trust. Suppose that you feel like someone's following you. You're walking around in public or driving. You feel like there's someone watching you. They're making you feel sketched out. You could say, I feel a little sketched out. That sketchy guy is watching me, a sketchy person. Or another way that you could refer to a sketchy person is you could literally call them a sketchbag. Like, oh, that guy's a total sketchbag. I don't trust him. Sketchbag. I don't think we should invite that guy over for dinner again. He's a bit of a sketchbag. Bit of a sketchbag. A bag of sketchiness. I know, it sounds strange, right? A sketchbag? But that's what we say. Sketchy. Sketchbag. That dude's a little sketchy. I just wanted to come on today and talk about that word sketchy. That's honestly it. That's the lesson for today, is sketchy. Something doesn't make you feel comfortable? It is sketchy. You feel sketched out. It's like saying freaked out, or I don't like this. I feel a little sketched out about this. Sketched out. Sketchy. And that's our lesson for today. Thank you very much for tuning in, folks. This is why you subscribe to this podcast. So that when I get a quick little idea and I think to myself, I just want to make a quick little 5-minute episode about this, you can be updated right away. I get my idea, I make my episode, you're updated, and now you've got a new word to go about your daily life with. And this is a useful word. This is a very useful word. I have a hard time in Spanish because the word that I use for sketchy isn't a word used widely for sketchy. It's a word used regionally, just in this city that I live in. Paleta. They'll say, está bien, paleta. And my friends, people of my age group, use that to say it's sketchy. You know, it's something that isn't trustworthy. But people of other age groups have no idea what I'm talking about. And people in other areas of Mexico have no idea what I'm talking about. And so I get annoyed because in Spanish I can't communicate sketchy in the way that I'd like to. But you can do it in English. And maybe you were looking for this word. Maybe you didn't want to just say, I feel afraid. I don't trust him. Okay, we get what you're saying, but that's kind of how a robot would say it. You know, that's very by the book. This is a podcast. This is beyond books. So practice that word sketchy. Try and work it into your daily life today. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. And if you haven't already, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you're updated whenever I've got more wonderful things to teach you. Have a good one, folks. Hey, accent learner, thanks for listening all the way through. I'm starting an accent training community for teachers in May. I'm looking for 10 serious teachers who want to bring more value to their classes and serve their students at a better level by incorporating pronunciation and American accent training into their lessons. Does that sound like something that you or your students might need? Well, then apply to join the community in the description below. We'll review your application, and if my coaching method is a good fit for your needs, then we'll be in touch. I've helped hundreds of people develop the American accent, and I'd love to connect with you to show you how you can deliver the same results to your students as well. So what are you waiting for? May's almost here, and for May, this accent training community is going to be limited to just 10 spots. So apply now and book your accent training strategy call while spots are available.